Could I just ask you one other thing? I
sure.
had the HCL, and I was reading in your brochure that by using it on your skin with a little bit of water before you go to bed, my skin actually liked that. I'm just kind of curious what's going on there.
Well, remember that betaine hydrochloride, if it's dilute, is the ultimate methyl donor. In other words, it's also known in biochemistry as trimethylglycine. Trimethylglycine. So the methyl donation can occur right at the skin, and so it can have a youthifying effect. The concept of methyl groups goes way back, but when you're born, each cell has about 30 million methyl groups. Every day we eat cooked food without a digestive support, we lose 1,800 methyl groups. We squander them. But if we had raw food, which you'd probably die from in this country, or if we had cooked food with a digestant, then we would lose only 1,200 methyl groups. That's where they get the idea that you could lose a third of your lifespan by eating cooked food. But there's another issue, and that is that by having the methyl groups in excess and with potassium, which is in the activator, you may be able to transport methyl groups to the cell and remethylate the cell, so youthify the cell and also help the expression of healthy good genes and the suppression of potentially bad or directly bad genes. What a deal. So that's why I'm such a super fan of betaine hydrochloride, okay? But it's got to be live source. It cannot be chemically synthesized, so you'll notice on
well,
the...
Well, it's yours.
Okay, yours. Well, then you got the best. It says right on the label, from sugar beets, okay?
Well, thank you so much. You've healed me from a couple other different things.
That's wonderful.
For my infection that I had, so with Alicine, God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. I'm glad that we can be of help to you and your family. That's what we're alive for. Thanks for your call.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye now.